Blog Talk Radio.
Most important thing in business is honesty, integrity, hard work, family. Never forgetting where we came from.
Called me, dad was gone. Finally got my dad back. Liver bad, he wouldn't live long. And snatched my dad back. Guidance I never had that. Streets was my second home. Welcomed me with open arms. Provided a place to crash at. A place to study math fact. Matter of fact, I learned it all. Burnt it all. This music is where I buried the ashes at. Flashback, not having much, not having that. Had to get some holler breath. You can holler back at. Holler that my Jewish lawyer to enjoy the fruit of letting my cash stack. And just in case a nigga got to use it. Own boss, own your master. Slaves, the mentality I carry with me to this very day. Fuck rich, let's get wealthy. Who else gon' feed we? If I need it, I'ma get it. However, God help me. And I don't need no hook for this.
Yo, let us pray. Father, please walk with us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard and understood from the suburbs to the hood. May you judge us by our hearts and not by our mistakes, and see that we get our breakthrough however long that it takes. May you fill that void in our souls that will lay our fears to rest. But there's no way we can live for Jesus when we're living in the flesh. So I pray that you allow our spirits to be born, grow strong, move on, know right from wrong. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. And we know what that means, but listen. We know the distance we need to be away from fire to keep it missing, but that doesn't mean we'll listen. Lord, you take care of fools and babies. Teach women to honor their men and men respect their ladies. But lately, so many of us have gone astray, doing wrong for so long that we've forgotten the way. Please bring us back home. Instill in us the word which is our backbone, which is chosen at Rome. There is so much that we're entitled to, yet we receive so little. In this time of spiritual warfare, we're comfortable in the middle. So I pray that you open our eyes. Give us the anointing to recognize the devil and his lies. If we keep our actions wise and our prayers sincere, ahead to the sky, you will diminish our fears. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen and amen.
Good evening. Good evening and good evening to you too. This is a True Grudge Racing channel, and I am your host, Big Sham, right here in Chicago. My co-host is the man himself, Brother Mighty Mouth, from Set on Kill. Brother Mister, the man on the ones and the twos, Brother Shaky, the Chicago street legend. Another great Thursday. We are here live on Thursday night. Man, we back up and running. Blog Talk had us in a stranglehold. Last week or two, they had us all down, but I guess we back up this week. So, man, we appreciate y'all. Dialing in, as always, on Thursday night. Let me give a shout-out to my sponsors, as always, Brother Leroy, the Clocks Off crew. The 1-800, Keep It Real, all day, all night, every day show. The morning show 1-800 Keep It Real 2.0. oh, that's funny. You man, we appreciate y'all as always. Let's see. I'm just getting in here. Let's see what I'm going to do tonight. Okay. What was I going to say? I'm trying to multitask, y'all. Give me a second. I'm going to open up Mouse. I know Mouse is. He should be there. Brother Shaky. Brother Shaky, if he's there, open up. You can open him up right quick. But nonetheless, man, June 15th, put it on your calendar. If you're not ready, get ready if you're trying to play. We will be at US 41 testing that Friday night, the 14th and the 15th is we going all out war. Who is going to be on the stage? Who wants to get on the stage? I think it's going to be very interesting. We starting this year off already. Brother Vaughn is going down there to do race tomorrow night. Man, safe travels on that highway. Going down there, take care of business. Come on back. Well, next 2 weeks, you know, you got Bobby Cole's race down there in Steele, Alabama, and we it's just way too many. It's we overloaded races down there. Just from up here, we just talking about guys from up here that's locked in, that's going down there. I know Brother Terrio is locked in with Lil Will in Michigan. June 1st, I think. Brother Scrap is locked in down there from my remembrance. Let's see. It's a lot going on. It's starting early. And man, this year I think it's gonna be really, really good for True Grudge Racing. It's gonna be really, really good. I'm excited about it. So, like I said, if you're not ready, get ready. If you're trying to play, and get ready, because I think it's gonna be a great year. All years are great for me, but I just think, man, we starting off early. It's a lot of people. They up and running. So I think it's going to be pretty good. So, man, get yourself together if you're trying to play. Let's see. Hold on. Let me walk back to the board right quick. It's a lot of strange things going on in this grudge world, man. True Grudge World. Man, Facebook is something else. That's all I can say. Wait a minute. Let me hold on. Uh-oh. Brother Mouse.
For Sam.
What up, brother? How you doing? Mister, talk
doing
to me.
Good.
Everything all right?
Oh, man, yeah.
See.
Putting pieces of the puzzle together.
Oh, man. You getting ready. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Mister, are you on the mic? Let's see.
What up, big bro? What's going on? What's going on?
Oh, man. What's happening? Man, slow motion, man. Slow motion. Ain't nothing going on, man. I'm sitting in the cut. That's all I can do is sit in the cut, seeing what's going to unfold. There's a lot of strange things going on. I don't know, man. I don't know. It's just a lot going on. These people, they getting on up there. Vaughn, like I said, he getting up there tomorrow. He's supposed to be locked in for tomorrow. And then what? Next week? No, week after next. 2 weeks. Man, it's about to start. We going into this year starting early. The track 41. It did open. It did open. They were trying to have test tune tomorrow, but the rain kind of messed them up. So Sunday, they will have test and tune on this Sunday. If you're interested, test and tune will be Sunday. I believe the gates open at 9 o'clock on Sunday, 9 o'clock to 6 in the evening Sunday. So if you're trying to get yourself to the track. The track will be open this Sunday. man, what y'all got, Mouse? What's going on, Mister? Talk to me. Y'all been down 2 weeks.
Looking forward to the season
what's
starting.
The word?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got some sleep last week.
Oh man.
Got to get up early.
Show you right, man. Man, show you right. Yeah.
Year's about to kick off.
Well, you got instant action when your car get ready. It, you ain't got to worry about nothing. As soon as you got action.
I ain't
got
to go ask nobody. They're going to come to me.
Man, they waiting on you to get ready. Mister, what's the word, little brother? Talk to me.
Man, and trying to get ready for 24 and watching these guys, you know. They kicking it off with a bang. I see it's a lot of people locked in, a lot of big time races. Think 24 will be a good year.
This is true. It is. It's man. They are. Ooh, we. I just all these. You know, all the names. You know, it's a lot of locked in races down there. So you got man. I don't want to miss nobody. I'm just naming names. Who locked in down there? I mean, of course, Brother Leroy and Ryan. Man, you got Black Steve and Canelo and Vic and Tidy Bowl.
Did they get that locked in? They got Black Steve and Canelo locked in?
Yeah, it's locked in. Yeah, it's locked. It's locked for Saturday, I think. Friday. Tidy Bowl and Vic. Man, I heard somebody just called me and said the mistress and Lil Will is locked in down there. I know Lil Will, he got a couple races down there. Three Lug Vine. It's just so many names, man. I'm trying not to even call names. I'm trying to get my mind together. Let's see. Let me look here.
There's been a lot
going
on.
Oh, there goes Vic right
there. It's almost hard to keep up with.
Yeah. Vic, come on with it.
How
you doing tonight?
What up? I'm good.
What's happening? Low motion. Is that true? Somebody called me and told me y'all was locked in. Y'all locked in?
Yes, sir. Mistress versus Lil Will. She got the back tie today.
Day is that?
5 o'clock. Saturday at 5 o'clock.
Saturday at 5 o'clock. Oh my goodness. Man, oh my goodness. Yeah. It's starting off correctly, man. That's all I can say.
It's go time.
Man, Donye done came back into play.
Came out and locked in.
Tate locked. Everybody locked in. It's a lot of lock ins. Man, if some, you know, it should be very interesting. That's all I can say. It should be very, very interesting. Let's see. Oh, kid. Okay, I'm trying to over. It's shaky ass, so he can run his board. I'm trying to do something.
Good evening. You're talking about a whole lot of races locked in out of town. What they got locked in this weekend? It's going to be about 75 degrees up here. What they got locked in?
I ain't heard nothing about nothing locked in up here yet, kid. Now. Well,
I kind of figured that.
Terrio locked in next month, in the next few weeks, I guess, in May. Brother Scrap locked in in the next few. I think that's the same day, as far as I know.
Whatever happened to all these, the first day the track opened up and shit?
Now, there you go. I don't have no inkling.
Yeah, you are absolutely right.
I don't know who was talking about when the first day track opened. I ain't even heard nobody even really say that recent. And I know I've heard that before, but I haven't heard it this year. See somebody. Yes, the banker. That's who Vaughn locked in with is the banker tomorrow at Montgomery. Yeah, that's Brother Vaughn going down there to take care of business. Yeah, I'm not announcing that though. That's I'm sorry, I'm trying to text at the same time. Y'all come on with it, y'all. Brother Mouse, Brother Mister, y'all can come on with it. Let me see. Yeah, that's my street number.
That sounds like a bunch of good races, man. For real.
Yeah. It's going to be very interesting, to say the least. So what's the controversy for this?
Hey, Sam, I don't have Facebook, Big Sam, but I heard they've been posting some real controversy shit on Facebook.
Oh, really?
Now what was that?
Now I've been seeing a few things. Now what you talking about? I don't know. Let's see what you make a reference to.
I seen somebody just posted up Dirty D and Chuck. I said, oh damn.
Oh really?
Yeah.
What is that about? I don't know. What is that all about? I saw the one with Zay posted. Now Zay posted up Dirty Diana and Fade to Black. Now what is that about? I don't know.
Damn.
I don't know. I saw
see that too.
You can't read between the lines
this morning.
Lord.
Now, I saw the one with Chuck and Dirty Diana. I don't know what's this all, you know, what's all
you
know,
must
entail
not,
about
you
that.
You must not be too good at reading between the lines.
Well, I mean, you know, it's interesting.
Well,
I mean, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Kid, I can't read all that good, and I eat crayons, so
yeah.
Help me read between the lines.
Now, wait a minute. I'm glad you said that, kid. Now, what did you have? What's your perception of that post, of what you saw? Because I really didn't. I just saw the picture, and I said, oh, really? But what line you read? As Mister would say, what'd you get from that?
It looked like it's falling out in there somewhere. I can't see teammates running
out.
Teammates. Yeah.
No, are they teammates?
And that's what I was going to ask.
That's a good question.
Were they ever teammates?
That's another good question.
I mean, you know, it ain't like for stirring the pot, but I mean. Racing, it's good for racing. I'll just say that. I mean, it's you know.
Let's say this, Big Sam.
It's good for
racing. I don't want nobody to curse me out.
I don't want to get cursed out.
I got a phone call, and somebody asked me, have I seen it? I said no, because I don't have social media. So somebody went and took the liberty to say, well, you know what? I'm going to help you out. They screenshotted the shit in the comments and every damn thing and sent it to me.
What?
And
see,
I
ain't had a chance
that,
to read
said,
no comments.
Oh, man, they sent me everything. So then I said, well, damn. So, you know, I just figured I would ask. You know, I would ask the question that, you know, I see some people may be scared to ask. Like, so, you know.
Yeah.
Well, damn, what's going on?
What?
I asked who posted it. They told me that gentleman sometimes drives Dirty Diana. So I said,
oh,
shit.
Oh, really? Oh. So it, oh. Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. What's this, the other one, though? See, the other one, too. They both. I mean, not, you know, Zay
now
both
you
posted
just
it up there.
So. I didn't see that one, so I got to call my phone.
Oh, you didn't, I just looked today. I had about 5 minutes, scrolling, and I said, oh, look at this here. I didn't get a chance to read none of the comments, but I just saw the picture up there. So I don't know. I don't know.
God almighty.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. It's super quiet. I don't know. You know what's the? You know, I guess they checking temperatures. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't. Now, your mic is open. Come on with it.
Oh, come on. Let me in.
Oh, what's Lord have mercy. There you go. There.
And there go the stars.
There you go.
Well,
now what's really going on? Let me see. Let's see.
I'll tell you some. What you say? What's one of your favorite slogans? It's a strange thing going on.
It's some very strange things on. It's some very strange things. Now, what is this all about? I mean, do you wanna elaborate in any kind of shape? You know, I don't want nobody saying I'm putting you on the spot. Do you want to elaborate? Because inquiring minds would like to know. That's all. I'm just, you know, it was on Facebook. So we just trying to get, you know, some clarity, some understanding. You know, we're trying to get a drawing. So,
honestly, I can tell you is my guy that shake down the car, he called me with some rhetoric one day. And, you know, you have what they say. Sometimes you have, and what that saying, feathers of the same flock together, or whatever that saying is. So he with me. So he said,
the feather flock together.
wherever that is.
Birds of a feather flock together.
Well, you know what I'm trying to, you know what I'm getting at. So,
yeah.
You know, he mentioned some things that he heard it was distasteful.
Mm-hmm.
So he told me, he said he going on some people's asses. And I just told him, you do what you got to do.
Oh, man.
Do what you got to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be respectful when I'm around. That's what you got to do. if you got a jazzy ass tongue, you need to keep it in your head. Because if they get back to me that you're getting smart, I'm going to have to discipline the motherfucker. That's all.
Good report.
Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait 1 minute. What you mean you're going to discipline? What that means? I don't understand. What the fuck is that all about?
Hey, that motherfucker dirt. That goddamn dirt. Diana got a goddamn mind of her own, man.
Oh,
you know,
goodness,
but if you say something, if you say something that's unpleasant and derogatory, that's unrespectful, you will be disciplined. That's the only thing I can say. I don't have room for that.
Oh, man.
I ain't gonna tolerate it. You know, that go for anybody. That's the only thing I can tell you.
Nah, you know what you say. Nah, let. Ho, wait a minute, 1 second. Let me just get some clarity because, you know, one of my brothers, he said when you say anybody is a lot, it's a big word, right? But any, the first part of it, you know, the first part of it, it's three letters.
That's a wild,
you know, that's a big spectrum of you know, dialogue. You know, that's a big word. So when you say that, you know, it covers a lot of people. So you can't say any, and then, you know, when somebody, you know, pull your coattail, that means everybody. Everybody means anybody. Any and every, they go together.
This is how, and I'm only going to say it, one time only.
Uh-huh.
If you say something disrespectful, I don't care who you are, where you come from, or what you have going on. If you say something that don't carry me in my car and how regardless of how respect, I'm going to your behind.
Okay. Mister, is Mister still there? Now what? What could be? Okay, I'm just trying to get, you know, like, I'm just, don't shoot the mess. I'm just asking these questions because when you say something, it brings me to a question. What could somebody say disrespectful that could get, you know, in the line
it
of fire?
Be,
what,
it,
what, you know, what
see,
does that mean?
It could be anything that's not in high regards or respectful. If I don't see, you can't act like Mr. has his own personality. He's his own man. You can't ask him what I would feel that's not respectful, that's disrespectful. Right?
No, I'm saying to you,
what would be disrespectful in your eyes?
What that mean?
Anything that's unrespectful, that's disrespectful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
When you see me, you have to pay. Oh, when you see me, you have to pay.
Mm-hmm. Are we talking about anybody? Are we talking about specific people or specific person?
Man, I just told you, my man told me some things. And, you know, I wasn't there, but he told me some things. You know, I gave him the call to do whatever he had to do. And mm-hmm. he said he overheard some things. And he told me, he said, man, he said, out of respect for you,
mm-hmm.
right? And he said,
okay.
Right now I'm representing you because I got your shit. He said, I'm not going to take it. And he said, I know. He said, I'm going to move like you. He said, I know you wouldn't take it. He said, I'm going to go to somebody else. I said, do what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So do what you got to do.
Before I open up this next mic, does anybody, because it's a crowd of people on this next mic. Anybody got something, you know, specifically that they want to say right now before I open this mic up? Because I know they probably going to have something to say about this. So,
well,
does anybody,
I'm just going to say
come
this.
On with it.
You can sit back and you can ignore what I'm saying. But
mm-hmm.
it don't go on deaf ears, right?
Uh-huh.
But you can't just go out there, open your mouth, and just say what you want to say when it comes to my shit, because I would go to your ass. That's all
mm-hmm.
I can say. And nobody's off limits. This ain't nothing new. Nobody's off limits.
Mm-hmm.
I would go to that ass.
Oh. Okay. All right, let me open up. Sensei, I know they're on your mic. Your mic is open. Come on with it. Uh-oh.
All right, Booger.
Mm-hmm. The morning show is here. Good morning. You are here. You are here.
Booger, where you at? Booger, I heard your ad living. Booger.
Y'all want to talk? Your mic is open.
But I don't want.
Now, you know,
the mic
big chef on. You know, we here.
Hey, I don't want to hear no apologies. I don't want to do nothing. I don't want to hear what day we going to lock in and when we go mash this fucking paper together and get it in.
Oh, God
damn. I don't want to hear no.
Leader.
Hey, I don't want to hear no. We. I said never said it. You right. I want to just hear. That's not warranted. You can't just sit there and just say anything at your mouth.
That's our leader.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, hold on. Now, let's just say, I don't want to, you know, I'm just trying to get a name. I don't even know these guys. But let's just say, Deja Vu say, man, go sit down, Dirty Diana. Go somewhere and sit down. Do we get that same energy?
I'm gonna have to figure out a way to get them. I guess to get them.
You're
going to
have to figure out a way. I heard that.
I'm going to get you. I'm going to figure out a way to get you. Hey, and when I get you, you're going to know I got you.
Oh, mm-hmm. my goodness. What you say?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. It's, man.
I lead him, baby. I lead him.
It's real. I don't know now. And all the people said, amen.
I'm just saying, this is all what I'm saying. People better stay the hell out of my way. That's all I can say. I'm cool with all what they got going on and whoever got what going on, but stay up out of my mix, stay up out of my way.
Mm-hmm.
If not,
man,
you know,
now,
like,
this is really interesting. Somebody had to say something. I don't know. But
well, I mean,
they know
what they say. See? This is all what I. Hey, you remember when you was a little kid, and you used to get that look. When you used to get disciplined, you used to get that look, but you wouldn't say nothing. You
mm-hmm.
wouldn't say nothing because that's out of respect.
Oh,
and sometimes, you know what? Sometimes daddy just look at you. You ain't got, and that hurts your feelings. But mama slaps
you
in the head.
Your mama look at you. Ain't just your daddy. Man, please. It wasn't respect. It was the repercussion behind it.
Hey, you know, you know, you, Hey, you better not talk to her while she's on the phone, because she'll slap you and keep talking.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my Lord. What'd she say?
That's hey, wrap you up with that. Hey, wrap you up with that 100-foot phone cord. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
The one that could go, from upstairs all the way to the basement, and you don't get no static.
Oh, man.
You know, like you just can't say anything and think nobody go. You got look, if you got you a motherfucking car, this is all I'm gonna say. You got you a motherfucking car and you open up your mouth and you say anything against me, guess what? Your head is on a fucking chopping board. You get what I'm saying? Your head is on a fucking chopping board. Now I'm not gonna say everybody that I roll with agree with what I'm doing, because they don't.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? But you know, some people say they want to have conversations with certain people and all that type of BS, but I told them that they told me I was wrong, but I'm just saying shit. Well, how am I wrong and I'm the victim? I can't be wrong. I ain't saying nothing about nobody. How am I wrong? I'm the damn victim.
Great leader.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to tell you this. I get somebody off my ass. So my guy.
But somebody get Donye on.
Hey, my goddamn guy Ralph, he calls me and he said, "Hey man," he said, "Why?" He said, "Why are people talking mess?" I said, "I don't know." I said, "Why don't you ask me?"
Somebody get down here, y'all.
He said, "Ask him
man,
for what?"
Would you shut the fuck up, Kimo? God damn.
Yeah. See, you know what? See, Kimo. See, this is what's gonna happen. This is what's gonna happen.
Oh, damn.
The only chance Kimo got is running up behind Lil Will. He ain't got no other chance.
Oh man.
He don't know no better.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, baby.
Fade to black.
You get what I'm saying?
I'm fucking talking about down here. Y'all need to be getting y'all other thousands from down here. You talking about getting down here on.
Yeah.
Go get
yeah,
y'all money.
Oh, be damn. That's what they need to be doing.
Y'all talking about.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? That's what they need to be doing.
All in the video, man. Just all in the goddamn video.
Oh,
man. That man ain't saying nothing about down here. Ryan ain't saying nothing about down here.
Man, you had to come for him like that, though, man. God damn.
Ryan ain't saying nothing about no damn down here. Not one time. He said nothing about no damn down here.
Not one time. He called nobody name.
What
you
want to come out
and get Donye
on? You coward motherfucker. Y'all scared to get that money from motherfucker.
Hey,
fuck your bitch.
Hey, but you know why I ain't got
to. He don't want me.
But you know why I ain't got to. Watch this. But I will take it as if. This is what I will take it as.
Mm-hmm.
I would take it as if. They are respectful because they don't say it when I'm around. They sneak and
mm-hmm.
say things, right?
Oh man!
But that's Uh-oh. Called being respectful. See, if somebody talk behind your back, that's called being respectful.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because they ain't bold enough to say it to your face.
3-1-2-1-2-2-7. That's your mic is open.
When they don't say it to your face,
oh shit!
When they don't say it to your face, then
know
you know they got to be. Then they got to
mm-hmm.
be respectful. You get what I'm saying? But if they say stuff behind your back, then that means, you know, they respect you and they just know the outcome. That is my point of view. They know what's going on. But honestly, I can say, man, it's come from anybody. If a person say something against me and against what
mm-hmm.
I got going on, I'm going to get you. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
And it ain't going to be no long time. It ain't going to be no long time when I get you. That's what I'm saying. I can say. It ain't going to be no long time before I get you. It'll be soon.
It's rolled out.
It'll be real, real soon. You get what I'm saying?
But Lee.
Mm-hmm.
What up, rolled out?
What up, babe? How you
hey,
doing? Rolled
out.
What up, y'all?
What up?
What up, goddamn?
We just don't hear. I'm going to fill you in. We just don't hear. Talking about these disrespectful people. That's all. They're disrespectful, but But they say stuff behind your back, but they won't say it to your face. So I want to ask you, is that called being humble or is that called being disrespectful? If they say it to your face, then it's disrespectful. They say it behind your back. They're humbly being quiet. And
well,
it's showing
well, the
respect.
Young folk. The young folk call it sneak dissing. Sneak dissing. Sneak dissing. Sneak dissing. 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 Sneak dissing. That's what they call it. But
you know, cause I don't know. I don't know where Big Eddie at. But you know, me and Big Eddie. Big Eddie say, "Oh, what y'all got going on back there?" I say, I don't have nothing going on. You know, I just said sometimes people say things. And when they say them, they have to be able to, like, involve themselves in a conflict. You can't say it and think nothing will happen behind it. You got to be war ready. If you ain't war ready, you need to shut the fuck up and keep those opinions in your head until you get war ready. Because if not, fuck with me, you're going to get fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Big Eddie asked me. He said, you fuck with my duck. I didn't know he was nobody duck until he ducked his head in my business. You know what I'm saying? He jumped in my business. Now, yeah, he on the chopping board. So I can tell you.
Good God almighty.
Yeah. Give a fuck who you are. You think Ryan ever gave a fuck about a goddamn name? You get what I'm saying?
I like that nigga right there.
Hey, Ryan.
I got no motherfucking name. Yeah.
Hey, Ryan. That black car. That's my motherfucking duck.
Oh man.
Well, I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, but okay. Hey, Road Dog.
Somebody get Donnie on. Somebody get Donnie on.
This is what I'm saying. If that's the case, what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna invite you over to the house. Before I invite you over, I'm gonna have two pots. If you got a pot, you go put the black car in. I got a pot. I'm gonna put the red car in. You get what I'm saying?
Man.
And we gonna have duck soup.
We're going to have Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Well, you just can't say anything and think that ain't going to get back to me. No, you can't say anything to Orion. This thing ain't going to get back.
Yeah, I want some of Joe Frazier.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I told him, I say, sit down, Joe.
Man, y'all on this motherfucker,
hey,
man.
See, this is what happens. I want to explain it before it happened.
Right?
It's going to be some unorthodox shit going on. You get what I'm saying? But as y'all fucking leader, I'm going to be getting people fucked up. And fucking people up at the same damn time, and they just not gonna know where it come from. I'm just gonna be sitting back in my golf cart with my shades on, drinking some cold water. Hey, when the wind light come on, I'm just gonna drive back to my trailer and hop in the AC. You get what I'm saying?
Oh my goodness.
Somebody
get down here, y'all.
My.
Damn, he
what,
just told me to
Oh, man. Y'all, I don't know. I don't even know where to go from here.
Somebody get down here,
y'all. Oh, man. Unbelievable is all I can say. It's rough,
yeah,
man.
He just came on to shoot the shit, man. This shit getting real on this motherfucker.
Man. man, what?
I don't know.
OMG.
Hey, Stoke.
All I'm going to say is this.
Yeah.
That's a real throwback nigga right there. I like that nigga.
Man, this shit is good. Had a few jokes that I had and shit. I'm going to stay over here where I'm at, man, in this cone over here. I'm going to sit down, man. And me a
But now let me ask you, Stokey, what's wrong with anything that's being said? So ain't that like old school racing? Ain't that what they call, quote unquote, grudge racing?
Hey, I love it.
What you mean, old school grudge? What you mean? What's old school grudge
going down at the Bobby?
I'm saying everything that you're saying on the phone, right? Ain't that like what they consider to be old school grudge racing? If you feel some type of way, or you know what I mean, something took place, get your man. You know, all the kumbaya, all the holding hands,
I mean, if you look back, I ain't got no fucking hang up on who I'm running. If you look at me funny, I'm running your motherfucking ass. I don't give a fuck what your car look like. You get what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck what your car look like. I'm going to run you. If you ain't in order, you better get your shit in order. Come, hey. The turn up is real.
Oh, man.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you like this. I'm gonna tell that big son of a gun, that damn Mr. Jack Green, I'm gonna tell him turn it up and let it ride. This is what I do know. He don't have no problem fucking somebody up.
I like that.
That's what he don't. He don't have no problem. See, he all for the team. If I tell him I wanna fuck the motherfucker up, he say I'm gonna make sure you fuck him up.
Oh, Ash man, Wick. That's Boss Hog.
Ash Wick. I got to click over. I'll be back. I got to click over on his other line.
Boss Hog, baby.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Boss Hog tuning.
Family, you can throw this show, though. But I'm going to stay on you.
Oh, yeah, Lord.
Somebody get down. Is this mic open?
Hello.
Hello,
right?
You ain't got to get Donye on. And the thing is, you got to look at who put the post up. Shit. The people that putting the post up, they got fucked up. They don't want to run that blue motherfucker, so now they want to call some, you know what I'm saying? They want to stir some shit up. So it's cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It's cool. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, there you go.
You know what I'm saying? It's cool.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Motherfucker read between the lines like y'all act like y'all crazy or something. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
No, I was talking about both
folks. I like that. That's dumbass chemo.
We ain't even talking about that.
Like, we can be some hoes. Hey, we can do the same shit, messy shit, and put cars up. And match them up on what we think or what we want to see or say
right.
They gave me this.
Yeah.
Don't do that, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. I ain't going to go back and forth about that. But, hey, all you got to do is, you know, motherfucking get their ass up there and fag out. If they want to see a race, if the race will happen, it'll happen. If we want it to happen, they ain't no shit. We trying to get. We ain't on that. We have some other niggas there.
Hey, Tay.
Yeah.
Hey, Tay. What's your leader on with me?
Who is your leader? Who's my leader? I don't have no fucking leader.
Yeah, man.
I don't have no leader.
Hey, that's that
I'm the motherfucking leader. I'll beat the fuck out. I don't even know who you is.
Mm-hmm.
I beat your ass to anybody you
that's
know
that. That's that punk ass wit.
Yeah, I don't have no motherfucking leader, nigga.
Punk ass chemo.
I have counterpart. Like we ain't no big eye. Ain't no big eye or little you over here. That's the
right.
That's the difference between some motherfuckers. Right. Some people want to run shit and have some
right.
authority and be the big man on
yep.
campus. Ain't no big man on
right.
campus.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm
talking
about.
Nah,
I heard
walk
man,
the same,
man,
talk
me,
the same.
Me what?
Everybody over here bankroll. Hey, everybody over here bankroll the same. We bet the same.
Mm-hmm.
They should
he
talk
said, ask me what? Ask me what? Ask me what?
Bro, we already know Facebook ain't nothing but fun and games and bullshit anyway. So if it's on Facebook,
a lot of these motherfuckers like playing on Facebook. Fuck Facebook.
And that's fine. That's why I say if any motherfucker on here, these stupid motherfuckers want
to
feed off into
them,
it,
get to that
motherfucking
track
your,
where it real
play
is.
Your joke and have your games. At the end of the day, these cars over here we got, we locked in and engaged the race coming up.
Yeah, get to the track where it's real at. Fuck that Facebook.
Them same motherfuckers that made all the comments and want to see the race, they own cars. They ain't locked
mm-hmm.
in the race, nobody. Now, y'all imagine
oh,
that.
Oh, man.
Go back.
Oh,
go
damn.
Go look at the post and look at all the motherfuckers that hee-hee and ha-ha
mm-hmm.
and they own race cars. And they ain't got no cars in their class locked in.
My.
Now imagine that.
Oh, shit.
Imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
What
I'm
saying? How you
talk,
doing, man?
They don't want to talk about, hey, kid. They don't want to
yeah.
talk about that, do they?
Mm-mm.
Oh, really?
Name ain't kid. His name Booger. Booger face.
So? It was good entertainment, though. I liked it. I laughed
mm-hmm.
like a motherfucker. I laughed like a motherfucker.
Now, hey, Tate, let me ask a question. Hold on first. But Lee, you were speaking to Tate. You want to have a conversation? Let me let you
yeah,
do that first.
Yeah, I was just speaking. I was just saying, what up, Tate?
What up, Libra?
You got it, man. Yep.
Oh, that's it? Okay. I'm just curious. It's like so intense on here right now. Is this about
mm-hmm.
racing or what? You know, because it's like
I don't even know, Sam. That's why I say, like, me and Skin got to the other night because he say, hey, when you get on here, man, they scared. They get quiet. Why they get scared? I don't draw nobody. I don't get on
mm-hmm.
the show and draw nobody. But I'm going to speak my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't drawing on nobody, especially from Chicago.
Hey, Big Sam, you don't never got to ask that question because that's a question you don't never have to ask because nobody talks about nothing but racing. So it's always just about racing. I think, you know,
that's
those
right,
are questions you don't – I think those are questions you
well,
don't have to
I,
ask
I'm,
because
I'm
that's
saying,
a gateway
like,
to lead to some potential bullshit. For somebody to get in their feelings and say something off the wall. So as long as people
mm-hmm.
just talking about cars and racing, I think that's a question you don't never have to ask. You know, like
I
said, he just an old school racer. He one of the guys that, you know,
yeah,
the few people he's cool with.
That's my point. It's like, it seemed like, you know, I heard, was it Tate, you know, just talking about Facebook. I mean, it's pure entertainment as far as I'm concerned. But
that's it.
What's the problem? I don't understand. I mean, if you want to race, you want to race.
I don't see nothing wrong. Only thing I see wrong with it, Sham, is the people that entertained it and felt like it was realistic. Like some of them own cars and ain't got no racing
mm-hmm.
lock in. Ain't trying to race nobody.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't talking about the original poster. I'm saying in the comments, like, you know what I'm saying?
In the comments. Okay, see, I
mm-hmm.
didn't even see none of the comments, so I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, you look in the comments, like, everybody is, like, the people in the comments ain't even trying to engage. Like, this race that's coming up is big, and damn near everybody in Chicago that got a car or a race,
mm-hmm.
they going to be there. They ain't locked in to race nobody.
That same car that they got so much to say about got fucking three lock-ins. I mean, it's a car that from Chicago is bringing action, and motherfuckers that can't whoop it is mad at them. You know what I'm saying? I mean, let's get to the bottom of this shit. They mad because they can't whoop them, and they don't like the way he talk, and they don't like the shit he say. But that's racist. Mm-hmm. Like he got a car that he trying to run with, and he pretty much entertaining damn near anybody, which he shouldn't be. I tell him all the time he shouldn't be, but he will. He just might. But that's you would think a motherfucker would like this nigga. They don't like him because he say fuck everybody.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
They don't like him because he say fuck everybody. But it's cool. Ain't no big deal. Ain't no pressure over here. We ain't gonna lose no money off that shit, and we might not win no money off that shit. So it's just common. Mm-hmm. It's Facebook. It's social media.
Unbelievable.
Let's dispel the myth. They love them. We love them. It's raising. Yeah. Man, anybody
it's
that's raising and talking
like,
shit
hey,
about
Sam,
raising and trying
you,
to race,
when you,
we love
when
them,
you
man.
Have a passion for race, when you, like I just told them motherfuckers 3 hours ago, I get on the phone sometimes not because I want to talk shit to y'all or any of y'all. I want to hear y'all talk about racing because I want to see racing. So if this guy is racing and talking shit and getting racing, that's what Mister just said. It probably be about racing, and that's what he do. He get on this motherfucker and he talk up races.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody mad at him. They don't like him.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not mad about they don't like him. But at the same time, shit, he making racing great around this motherfucker. He racing motherfuckers that y'all don't think he should even be racing.
Hey, Tate, did you hear what I said? They don't like him. They love him, man. They love him.
Yeah, but they won't say it. But, Sam, they won't say it, though. Not that he need to hear it or I need to hear it. They won't say it. It's hate, bro. It's hate because they can't do it, so they not going to say nothing.
Oh, man. Hey, man, everybody
not
that I know
say
that
no.
talk shit and race, they love them, man. They love them. It goes
shit,
without
okay.
saying as far as I'm concerned.
Talk your ass.
Everybody
hey, listen,
that talk a
damn,
lot of shit,
talk
they
your
love
ass
them,
off. I'm telling you, it ain't no different than me. 99.90% of the motherfuckers want that boy to get fucked up. And it's and like I say, it's cool. Don't get me wrong. That's why we gamble. Because if more motherfuckers want you to get fucked up, if you got the heart to bet with yourself, you're going to be a hell of a winner at the end of the day. So it ain't like no popularity contest to me when it comes to that because they didn't want me to win. They didn't want me to fix my car. They didn't want me to come back or none of that shit. I love me. I believe in me, so I love being an underdog.
Man, I begged it. Vaughn, come
they
on
ain't gonna
it.
Say it.
I begged the difference.
They're not gonna say it. Hey, Sam, they not gonna say it. They'll never say
hey, man.
It.
The only out people front. That they don't like is the people that do a lot of talking and ain't gonna race. That's the ones they don't like. The ones that's talking
shit.
A lot of stuff and they race, they love them. What, I don't understand.
Sam,
they love
that's
them.
A,
they
Sam. Hey, Sam, me and you don't never do no arguing or nothing. I'm telling you that's
no,
a
not,
lie.
No, this is just a dialogue. This ain't an argument. This,
I know,
this
no, I'm telling you that's a lie. That's a lie. I'm telling you it's a lie. I didn't win this shit. I got an old school guy, right, that called me and him been cool for the last 15 years. When I was paying my car up and fucking my car up, he would have people call him all the time and tell him all type of negative shit about me. All the time. Ever since my car now has not been wrecking and tearing up shit, he said them people don't talk to him no more. They don't call him no more.
Oh,
because
man.
they don't want to say nothing good about my car. They would keep him. He don't go to no races or nothing no more. He don't know what's going on out of town. Only thing he knew is what they told him. He would call me and say, damn, man, you wrecked your car again? Damn, I'd be like, damn, how you found out that fast? He knew that shit. But when I go to a race now, and motherfuckers been paying me all these punk outs for the last 2 years, and it ain't not one motherfucker that I lock in, if you follow me, I lock in at least 2-3 races everywhere I go. I have not went to one race in the last 3 years without at least 2-3 lock-ins. And I and everybody paid me the punk out money. I get paid. He said, nah, nobody told him none of that shit. He said, man, I ain't heard none of that shit. I said, oh, but they called you all the time when I was staying in the car. You follow what I'm saying? So they ain't going to say it. They ain't going to say it, man. I'm trying to tell you. It is reality. But it just fueled the fire. It fueled the fire. And ain't nothing wrong with it. Like I said, I don't have a problem with it, and I'm sure he don't. But the thing is, they not going to say it. You saying it, that's which is cool, but they not going to say it. The backlands talk all the time. I hear it every day. They want them fucked up. So, but he put himself, hey, Santa, what's the only way you can get fucked up in racing? Let me ask you. Let me see how
you got to go.
What's the only way you can get fucked up in the grudge race?
Oh, man, you got to get in the paint.
Got to go.
So what are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm just saying. I'm not arguing what you're saying. I'm just trying to get you to see what I'm saying. The people, I hate to call names, but I can call these names just because you say the people that like the heard talk shit. No, I'm saying these people talk shit. Who don't love Terrio? Who don't love Wit? Who don't love Willie Dog?
Oh, no, we know that. That's why they talk all kinds
of shit. And they go, three love. Who don't love these people?
Yeah.
Vine talk more shit than the law allows. You can't help but to like him because he plays. So what? I don't. Talk more shit than anybody.
The problem is, you. Big Sam, you could be on two different sides of that love. You can have a motherfucker that love to see you succeed, and you can have a motherfucker that love to hate you. You know what I'm saying? Floyd Mayweather said it best. They all fans, but when he sells 50,000, 100,000, half of them come to see him get his ass whooped. They still fans. They paid for the ticket.
Yeah, but that's no win it, though. I'm just saying.
But that's what he's saying. So even though you saying, like, oh, they like him, they like the energy, they like the show. You see what I'm saying? They like the fact that Chicago being talked about, but they love to hate him. You see what I'm saying? Whatever it is about him, it's just, you know, they'll never come out and say that they are a fan of his, even though they watch the Facebook, they watch every race, they watch every lock-in, they sit on the phone and listen to everything he say. They can repeat every joke. I hit you with the butt of the gun. They listen to all that shit. But they ain't gonna never let you know they're gonna do it in the shadows. They still fans though. You know what I'm saying? But they love to hate.
That's all I'm saying, listen. I'm not saying this because it's a problem. I love it. I'm telling y'all, I love it. That's what kept me in racing. I love the motherfuckers that talk. Oh man, that motherfucking car he need to sell that junk. It's paying that. I love it. It pushes you, it motivates you. So I'm not speaking on it like we tripping on it. I personally don't. I love it because I like to gamble. So I want to gamble the motherfuckers that don't believe. That's all. But the killing part is when you get on the phone and you talk to the non-believers that been telling other people they don't believe, and then you try to bet them, they don't want to bet. They act like they ain't said shit.
Oh man,
it's okay. It's okay to bet.
Ain't that the truth? Boy.
It's okay. Hey, Brother Lee, let me divert.
Brother Leroy, are you on the mic?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here.
I see that you back in order now. Do you got a order or a plan of people that you know? That your program is trying to reach this year. I'm just curious.
Man, I think Leroy and I already. Hold up, Leroy Shannon. I think Leroy done covered that
probably 50 times
already.
Like right now, it's a lot of innuendo. I'm just trying to get some clarity right now. Hold on, Tate. 1 second, please.
Go ahead. Because I was going to say, I don't even be on the phone that much. But I know, I done heard him say on several shows, he has an order. I heard him say that before.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I ain't never heard it. I want to hear the order, if you don't mind.
Okay. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. It's your show.
The order, my order is pretty much, it's a Chi-Town Most Wanted tree.
What?
Okay.
God damn.
What?
Yep.
Wait
a minute. And that consists of I wanted to run Chuck, but Donye been picking with me lately. So,
mm-hmm.
I'm basically because I got a heavy workload on me. You know,
uh-huh.
I'm tuning on people.
Oh.
And so, by. And I'm trying to be safe with it because, you know, we promote one show at a time, so I don't want to move ahead of Bobby Cole's show, which is April 25th to the 27th.
Uh-huh.
So I'm respectfully promoting Bobby's show. And after that, then we could move forward and start promoting the other shows. But basically, the ones that's on the radar right at the moment that I'm gonna be tuning on is not at this pretty much Cal City and after Cal City I'm going after that black car.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay.
I want Smoking Joe Frazier. That's who I want after Cal.
Oh, man.
Smoking Joe. That's who I want.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Is that it?
At the moment, that's it.
That's it? Okay.
Yeah.
You know me and Ryan going to get out on the 25th, but,
yes.
You know,
right,
after
right.
that, I got a couple more dances after that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
amen.
One
okay.
of them.
Hey, Leroy.
Yeah.
Man, you with the shit, man.
You can't don't give up too much of my car.
Did you know?
Yes,
without being on the home show, that's what I got to show for my car. And
yes,
I got to talk about it sometime there, too.
Yes, sir.
But I
yes,
had
sir.
A question. I had a question for Chemo, respectful question. You know, when he started hollering, get Donye on the phone, hell, you from Michigan, man. Get some of them heroes. We want to get to that ass, too.
Oh,
come
man.
Come over here in Chicago. Call goddamn it, Louisville to the front of somebody,
it,
man.
It.
Damn. Yeah, call some of the people out of Michigan
Ooh.
To the front.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Don't call
yeah.
on our people. We
That's
are,
what I'm talking about.
We already in love with our people.
Not the Motor City people.
That's what I'm talking about.
I like that nigga.
We got a few already locked in.
But he said you can't call Donye. We already in love with our people.
We're gonna call some
other. In other words, they saying stay out of Chicago business, and we gonna
call
stay out of Charles. Watch out.
What
they saying is call somebody for Leroy. And Kate and shit like that. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Get on in there.
Yeah,
turn it
now,
up.
Where the Junior at? Where the Junior at? The Randys and all that shit. Come on.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Hey, Chemo, don't shoot the messenger, Chemo, but they told me to tell you to shut the fuck up and sit down and just enjoy the show.
I ain't got to.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got to.
I'm just telling you what they
told
me.
Okay, shut down. I got the same text, man. I ain't gonna need cap with the fuck niggas. They should be the same text.
Hey, you know what's just crazy though? I ain't doing no more than what 90% of you niggas on here doing.
Yeah, that's right. That's up when you're wrong.
90% of the niggas doing the same shit I'm doing. including the co-host.
Oh, man.
You had to come from a buddy like that, man.
Hey,
they talking about some of the Michigan guys. Hold on, miss. Man, that guy there, Lil Will, locking in like a motherfucker. He locked Big Petey in. That, man, I told him I ain't want no part of that. Boy, he locked Big Petey in.
Why you don't want to
go? Hey, Big Ass, I like Petey. But, hey, Eddie, I think he said you next, man.
Yeah.
You know he will tell you when you're next. He told
say
me
that
to tell you that you next.
He don't want to hear what I said.
That's fine.
That man say tell Big Eddie he next after he get done with Pete.
Lord,
I like that.
Oh shit.
Oh my goodness! It's real. Around here right now. All I can say, you got these killers on the mic. Hey, Leroy. Well, from Chicago.
Hey, I'm just tripping on that recipe that Ryan put out. Ryan said he gonna invite Leroy to his house, pull out the good pot that he got from Grandma. And they gonna put a little bit of red and a little bit of black in there, and they gonna have duck soup. I said, Lord, have mercy.
Lord.
My.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm
saying, Lord, have mercy.
Man, oh man, Brother Vaughn, is Vaughn on the mic? Let me see.
Yo.
No, Vaughn got low,
man. You going
man.
In the battle tomorrow, ain't you?
Vern is a perfect example of Facebook and all this shit talking on the phone don't mean a motherfucking thing.
Sure don't.
Mm-hmm.
Vern's finna go play with these people, boy.
Yeah, it's on. We don't play tomorrow.
And I guess,
hey, what time
I
y'all
ready
tomorrow,
Vern?
What time is it?
8:00
Okay.
Prime time, same time,
Bowl
coming on.
I got my money that grandson about to goddamn get somebody pregnant.
Oh, man.
Yeah, grandson
Ooh-wee.
About to get somebody pregnant and make us another grandson. Goddamn. Look, if you from Chicago and don't like grandson, shoot me a message, motherfucker. Shoot me a man.
That's
not for the W. I'm going grandson.
It's going down. Start it off.
And I'm serious. I'm serious about
it. They say it's go time. What are we waiting for?
Yeah,
Devon. Is
this true? Yeah.
Yeah, man, I need to get the list of all these races locked in. Tate, what day and who you locked in with down at by the cold race? What's the date and time? Can you give it to me?
I got two on Friday, one at 7. Got the lawyer at 7. I got Bigfoot at 9. And then Deja Vu, we negotiated that we ain't gonna do it. He said he think it's gonna be too late, so we gonna do it Saturday before the shootout. Hour before the shootout.
Oh, okay. Oh shit, that's gonna be early then, right? What's that? The shootout is early, right?
Yeah, probably. That's gonna wind up probably. I don't know, but 9 out of 10, I'm just An hour before the shootout is an hour before the shootout, but I'm just speculating. The shootout probably going to start about 7.
Okay.
So
okay.
It'll be about 6.
All right. Oh, we. Oh, we.
Yeah.
It's going to be very interesting. It's going to be very interesting.
And then I think Ryan got Ms. Graham at 5. Cal City Cal got Tony Bynes at 7. That's Friday. Donye got Ryan got Ms. Graham at 5. Cal City Cal got Tony Bynes at 7. Donye got Bigfoot at 7. I got the lawyer at 7. I think all Vaughn races on Saturday though. Vaughn races.
I got Lil Will on Friday, and Three Lug and Nasty Will on Saturday.
On Saturday, okay, yeah. What time you got Lil Will?
Lil Will
on Friday.
Got to look on that. I think it's 7 on Friday. Yeah.
So 7. So y'all. So just 7 o'clock gonna be something crazy.
Oh,
7 o'clock,
yeah.
6 to closing.
Yeah.
6 to closing.
Yes, 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Well, don't forget about Friday, Thursday. It start off on Thursday.
But Thursday,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
this,
gonna be
it start. Hey, it start off. It kicks
if a
off.
Motherfucker, if a motherfucker don't be here for this, all this shit talking about that race on Thursday, shit, I think, shit, if you don't be there for that motherfucker, something wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. That's all I can say, man. Very, very interesting.
I'm pretty much.
Ooh, wee.
Hey, I'm pretty much tired of hearing about it my motherfucking self. You know? I can't wait for you.
Hey, the time is short now, bro. Tate. The time is short.
Oh,
all
man. Not 2 weeks.
Man, the time is real short right now. Oh, my goodness. Oh, well. Well, all the mics is open. If you want the mic, your mic open. Press the 1 button.
Who like 3 Lug over Lil Will? Who like 3 Lug over Lil Will? Who like 3 Lug over Lil Will?
Wick, you ain't gonna try to grab hold of one of these Chicago boys. But I know I heard your voice. That's all that's asking.
Chicago boys win.
Good God, I'm not. Don't worry about it, Wick. You know, don't worry about it.
Yeah, because you
got
me.
Who like Widow?
Yeah, don't worry
about
it.
What's Chicago boys? Yeah, what you talking about? Yeah, I'm gonna grab me a motherfucker at the track. Like,
that's the question I'm asking. I mean,
you
on the show with all the Chicago motherfuckers. So I said, you know, that's what Shannon was talking about. All the Chicago.
Yeah, but the ones on her now, I probably don't want no smoke, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know who all on here, but
I ain't ask you about the ones on the phone. That's a simple question.
Yeah, I'm gonna grab me. He ain't got to be no Chicago. It's going to be any motherfucker. I feel like I can beat him. He just got to be no Chicago.
With
you know
my friend down there right now with somebody?
Yeah, I just don't know who it is.
Okay. Oh, man.
Anytime we on the premises, we locked in. We just don't know who the fuck it is.
He just don't know who it is. I like that one.
90% of the time we go to the track, we race. 90% of the time we race.
Hey, Wick. Hey, Wick.
Yeah.
Hey, Wick. Y'all go ahead. Y'all go ahead. Y'all new car there?
No.
When y'all going to have y'all new car? I want to be the first person y'all run.
I will let you know.
Okay.
You be the first to know.
Yeah, I want to be the first to run. I want you to tell everybody you ain't going to run no harder but me.
You be the first to know, man.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. I thought he wasn't on the phone no more, Shannon. Shannon, I thought you had cut him off.
You be the first to know.
I got up, but I'm just saying did somebody answer my request that I challenge whoever slander Dirty Diana name and say disrespectful things about her? Did somebody answer that request?
I don't know, but yeah, Shan, we locked in, but we don't know who it is, Shan. We can get your ass on that. We got a couple street cars bring, so yeah. Yeah.
No, we didn't get no response, little brother.
Why? Because they what they're going to do is they're going to duck their tail, and they're going to smile in my face when they see me, and they're going to act like they didn't say those derogatory things.
Oh, man. Unbelievable. That's all I can say. Ooh-wee.
Man, oh man.
Yeah.
Y'all better get there. That's all I can say. Y'all better get there.
I'm going to ask you something. With Thursday night, will it be a show?
Oh, absolutely. Wait a minute. Well, yeah. It's going to be a show.
Hey, it's the Dirty Diana and Mudbone show. That's the only race locked in for
Thursday. Yeah, this is true.
That's bringing
this
my phone. Hey, it's the Dirty Diana and Mudbone and Leroy and goddamn Big Eddie show. Shit.
Ooh-wee. I don't know. Everybody going to be there, little brother.
Ooh. I'm going to see. One thing I'm going to find out, because I've been traveling and racing for a good amount of years. I'm going to find out how many of these Chicago motherfuckers is really interested in seeing this race. Because they never show up on no goddamn Thursday. I ain't never seen no motherfuckers show up at no race on no Thursday. I don't give a fuck if it's Orlando.
Man,
I'm going to find out right now.
So I can take off the rest of
that. We're going to find out who really wants to see this goddamn race. The motherfuckers don't show up at these races on no goddamn Thursday.
What race y'all talking about, Tate?
Thursday night.
Leroy and Ryan, they run on Thursday.
When? Bobby Ray.
Bobby Ray.
Yeah.
Okay. Jeremiah, your mic is open.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, just saying what's up to everybody, man. How y'all feeling?
Hey, I just want to bullshit.
Okay, that's good. Listen, I just want to let everybody know I have a spare $500 in my pocket, and I don't have nothing to do with it for that Canelo versus Lil Vinny race, man. So if anybody decides that they're going to be down there, and they want to bet. I got a $500. I'm spare $500. I ain't got nothing to do with it. So I like Lil Vinny. And if they really want to do something freaky, I'm going to bet an extra couple of dollars on the guy. And I'm going back in the bushes.
Mudbone versus Dirty Diana. Oh, my God. Really going to be something to see. Highly anticipated. What is this? Oh, man. Well, anybody else? Y'all done got quiet. Man, y'all done come. Y'all shut this show down, man. Y'all know y'all. Ooh, it'd be rough.
There you go.
That's all I can say.
No, I mean, you know,
it'd be rough.
It'll be rough. It's just the people that need to stay their butt off the show. And see, some people shouldn't even involve themselves in racing. They should just remain spectators. It's much easier for them. You understand what I'm saying?
Pete, your mic is open.
Hey,
Ryan, hold on for a second. Hey, Jeremiah, get on the phone.
Damn.
I'm here, Pete.
Damn.
Bet 500 on the W and bet 500 on the gas. Come on.
I'm going to bet you 500 on the race and bet you another 250 on the gas. You got me.
No. You said you got that. That 500 on the weight and 500 he don't get.
Somebody has to lose something in some type of way. I mean, if he wins, I mean, we got to rake you all around. Like I said, Pete, I got 500 on the race, 250 on the gap. Or you know, if you just want to bet 500 on the race,
okay.
Bet that.
We good.
Okay, it's a lock on my end.
You good? Come on, 500 on the race, 250 on the gap.
Yeah, it's a race.
You gotta get me. You don't get me. You owe me 250. You don't
okay,
win. You owe me 750.
Listen, Pete. I want to get this straight. Gapping the car, okay? Canelo versus Lil Vinny, okay? I don't care who drives Canelo, okay? That's not about it.
Get my kid to
drive. Right? I want to make sure because I heard what you said.
Oh,
I want to make sure we have a clear, concise understanding.
What is this about?
You know what I'm saying? I just want to make sure we have a clear, concise understanding. I'm betting on the gap between Canelo, the Malibu, versus Little Vinny, the Malibu. That's it.
Yes,
500 on the race,
correct.
500 on the wind light, 500 on the wind light, and 250
correct.
On the gap. All right.
Correct.
I just want to make sure we're on the same page. I'm good.
Okay,
I'm
we good. We good.
Okay.
Sound good. Go ahead, Ryan.
Oh, man.
You can keep on talking.
Pete, can I go back to talking?
Yes, you could, boy.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
I'm gonna say this. You know, I ain't too fond of the old West out of the book. Pete, I like his style. He said, get back on the phone. Come here. Come on back on the phone. Come back here now.
I want to get a clear understanding.
Hold on, Rob. Somebody
having
a whole conversation.
If you take
it
straight outside, it's going to
be forever.
That's Vaughn. Yeah. Vaughn, you want me to mute your mic?
He can talk. He's going in the battle tomorrow.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah, Pete said, that's my kid he's talking about. Hold on.
Let me get on this motherfucker.
Not my kid. My kid's going to drive.
Yeah, he don't say my son. He said my kid. That's my kid.
Hey, but I wanna ask this. Why do people care about who drives? Does it even matter? Like, or do you got to mention it? Because if you care about who drives, then you will mention you don't care. If you don't care, it will never come up in a conversation.
Different drivers can make the car go faster.
Yeah, I imagine so.
Hey, kid, for me and mine, that's what I do, kid. I just want to make sure that somebody don't say, oh, well, you said it. If I drive the car, I don't want to avoid all the bullshit. I don't care who drive the car. I'm betting on
mm-hmm.
the car. I'm not betting on the driver. I don't even fucking drive the car. It don't matter.
Good report.
You know what I'm saying? I'm betting. All I want is clear, concise understanding so it ain't no bullshit. You know what I'm saying? You know, I've never had a problem with Pete. Me and Pete never had an issue ever, so I know it ain't no, you know what I'm saying? I just like getting a clear, concise understanding in this rag race world, but some of these niggas is gay in real life. So you just got to
mm-hmm.
make sure you have a clear,
Dang.
Concise understanding. Back on mute.
I want to see that race.
Ooh-wee.
I think I know the outcome of that race. I want to see it.
And it's going to be very interesting around here.
Yeah. I want to see
very
that.
Very interesting.
Oh.
What you say?
I'm doing that.
Danny, who you liking that race?
I don't know.
don't know who I like. I don't know who I like yet. I know when I get down there. I'm going to know who I like when I get down there.
Dude, okay, this is a question. This is a question for everybody. Do y'all have to see a takedown in order to bet on a car?
Half of the guys on the phone, Ryan, and wait for that.
Mm-hmm.
Half of the guys on the phone and await for the shakedown. Oh,
I got
he did
the shakedown down.
Yeah.
I'm talking about
that. Is true.
So, hey,
guess what up,
sometimes you do, sometimes
hey,
you don't.
Pete.
What up?
Guess what the other half going to do? They going to bet and act like they ain't worried about a shakedown. Then when they see that goddamn shakedown, see they can't win, they going to bet off.
Oh, man.
That's where I had to put my business.
Oh,
you know, you had to put my business.
Really,
man,
like
no,
it really,
but I
wanna, it really
but,
don't
but
make a difference. This
is what I want to ask. But this is what I want to ask. How can you determine by looking at a car where that shakedown was better than somebody else takedown? I'm not understanding what did it look like? A stronger
hey,
takedown.
Hey, Ryan,
it's all in their opinion.
It's all in their opinion what they
did. It's all in the mind.
Hey, look, you want me to tell you something? And this is the truth. If Tate, you sit on the phone?
Yeah.
Hey, you remember when we was at the track and I made a shakedown and you say, man, I bet you that 60 foot was slower than the other ones. And I say, bullshit. I said, that motherfucker looks strong. We went back to the trailer. It was either my car was slow or my car was the slowest it ever been. Because that guy on the computer, he say, man, the nitrous didn't come on until such and such. So the car left this on the motor, and it looked strong to me, but it didn't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm glad you brought that up. You never paid me. Yeah, hold his kid. Hold up. I'm glad you brought it up. You never paid me.
That's right.
Hey, look.
Oh, man.
Send me my money, nigga.
Hey, I told him, Ryan,
hey, you know how I say shit. You shit me. That shit was slower. Hey, that boy like, you a damn liar. Send me my money, nigga.
I see that ticket. It felt like I had a frog in my throat. I say, what the fuck is this?
Hey, Ryan, now I like what you just said, but you see how you had an opinion. That's all everybody else got. They got an opinion.
It
might be slower, but they looking at it like, some of them looking at it like, oh, that motherfucker. Oh, no, I don't want none of that.
But
no, man, I don't like
but,
that.
But, you know, sometimes you actually can't even tell. You have to
You got to be sharp at this shit, man. I was at the track and seen a motherfucker car go down through there. Yeah. I said, that motherfucker didn't shift.
Mm-hmm.
And motherfucker said, yes, it did.
Hell yeah.
Yes, it did. I said, that motherfucker did not shift. Yes, it did. Yes, it did. Then when the driver came back, the motherfucker said, shit, the motherfucker didn't shift. I said, what the fuck I was looking at?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, another thing a lot of people don't look at. A lot of things, some cars look real slow out of the hole, and they really fast. You look at a car
that's
smooth out the hole.
That'll fool them every time. They don't.
Yeah.
They'll think that motherfucker looks slow early, and that bitch fast.
Yeah. When they look slow out the hole sometimes,
but let me ask,
boy, you'd see that.
But let me ask you
say,
this,
oh,
Pete.
My God.
What
but let me ask you this, Pete. Hey, Pete, let me ask you this, Pete. So you mean to tell me that if somebody locked in and you got you a bet and you see the car that you betting against, he goes straight down Broadway, A to B.
The one that you've been with, he's struggling. You mean to tell me, is you scared if you bet off, or are you smart if you bet off?
Hey, it's who's the one struggling? Because there's a lot of guys out there that be struggling.
That's what
they
I just said. Okay. The guy you betting on struggling, he having problems. Are you smart if you take your bet off, or are you scared?
You're smart. You're smart.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't matter if you bet.
So it don't matter if you bet before the car shakes down or after it shakes down. Because depending on what that thing do, if they got the shake down, that's why a lot of people come off the trailer.
Hey,
you don't know what's going on.
See, it's different between me. When I go with somebody, I'm going to the end. So if he blows the tire 13 times, we still going. We gone. You know what I mean? But
the other guy,
they paying attention to the last race.
Stand beside me, Pete. I want you to stand beside me.
I was finna say, Ryan, what I told him, when Vaughn them, I don't forget, who was Vaughn them racing who car was Vaughn drive? Ryan, who car was on the phone? And Jack Ball, was it Jack Ball car?
How about Jack Ball car? Jack Ball.
Where Ryan at?
Yeah.
Anyway, one day they was up at the Grove.
That was Jack Ball car
wanted to get down the track, and Ryan was calling me, giving me a play-by-play. Ryan said, "We gonna still go?" I said, "That ain't even a question. Hell yeah, we going. Fuck them. Fuck ass turn out. They gotta whoop that motherfucker." I mean, not that he was scared of nothing. He was like, "Man, Jack Ball ain't made it down the track or whatever." I said, "So what? Shit, fuck it." He was the next pass through. Next pass, he didn't get down. Next pass, he didn't get down. I said, "Fuck it." I called him back. I said, "Did he get down this time?" Brian said, "No." I said, "Fuck it. Let it ride. Fuck it. That's the move, motherfucker."
Yeah.
Fuck.
And that's
yeah,
how,
that's
how
why
we
I went
too.
Over there. Hey, that's why I went over there. That damn. It was Black Steve, Big Perm, and Chubby Zay was sitting on a goddamn golf cart. I went over there collecting money from all of them.
Hey, kid, I told him, hey, the last time he called me when the car knocked the tires off, he said he knocked the tires off again. I said, "All right, they got another pass coming." He said, "Yeah, one more." So he ain't never called me back. I called him. I said, "What happened?" He said, "They knocked the tires off again." I said, "Let it all ride. Go bet some more, motherfuckers. Fuck it."
God, oh my.
Well, see,
that
you know, like,
and that motherfucker went the best of all motherfuckers.
Hey, but you know, like, to be overconfident in drag racing is not good, because anything like this is what me personally I see certain things. If a person is going to do what they need to do to go test, and they real strong in what they do, I wouldn't bet certain things, because it's no telling on how the outcome is. It's going to be, if the race is going to be too close. So it's certain things I wouldn't bet. But you have people now that they go on a test, and they doing, everybody going to test. Everybody's adapted to go test. Everybody's, it's more competitive than anything right about now. Like you got, I seen, they were posting Lil Vinny. They was going testing, and I seen Puerto Rican Pete, they had their trailer, and they would say they going testing. So these people ain't playing. They doing what they need to do. You get what I'm saying? They don't want to go out there and lose. They ain't going out there fumbling. They going out there to get it in. They going out there to go to the jungle. So you got to commend these people to go test. When they testing, they be with these cars and going back and forth. Man, that take a lot of work. That take a lot of work, man. They doing everything that they need to do.
But Pete said a good thing, though. It depends on who it is out there fumbling and knocking the tires off. You know what I'm saying? Depending on who it is.
Yes, sir.
You probably will call your fucking set off. I ain't gonna lie. Depending on who it
yes,
is. Like,
hey, some people fumble on purpose.
But you know, right. you know, certain ones right. that's fumbling on purpose. Right.
You know, then you know the motherfuckers struggling.
No damn
it's the difference between fumbling and struggling.
Hell yeah.
Hey, but can I tell you? Can I tell you this? Sometimes people take that car to 330. That car be so fast, it coasts to the goddamn 8th mark, and then people think the car's slower than what it is. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, if they that dumb right now and racing around, I'm gonna be honest with you. Them the stupidest
motherfuckers
in the world.
Got off that gas, right?
You can see, you can clearly see when the motherfucker get off the gas. Man. On video, you might get but you at the racetrack. If a motherfucker, man, you can see when you can hear the motor. If they think that, they the dumbest motherfucker in captivity.
Yeah, goddamn it. They're on their body for about 2 weeks. Bullshit gonna stop.
It's no time, baby.
Hey, Vic, I heard Hello, you got a race
one thing,
down there.
One thing about it, if you ain't ready, you better
you get ready. Tell them again, Trey.
I heard you got a race down there.
I got two races
ready,
down there.
Ready.
I'm talking about with that black car.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ain't called me and thanked me.
You got nobody
watching. Right here to help you get. Hey, Vic, you gotta thank him again, man. He 2 for 2.
Thank you, Ryan.
I'm starting to question this motherfucker now. I'm like, wait a minute, man. Is this motherfucker really? I thought he wanted to fuck y'all up, but now I think he's working with y'all or something.
Because I'm gonna tell you this. If I didn't help y'all lock that in, that mistress, she was gonna be a housewife that weekend. She was gonna be at home.
Yeah, it's gonna be alright.
Hey,
I appreciate it though.
What up?
Hey, Ryan, I said it. If it don't get locked in to go, that car can stay home. We ain't taking that for a ride.
Exactly.
You don't supposed to. Hey, Pete, you be a damn fool. You don't supposed to. Shit.
It's too many hours for you to be sitting there. You unload the car, go over the car, and make a shakedown. You got to watch everybody else have fun.
They keep telling me my theory ain't right, but I'm telling you, I'm a witness. I still think it's hard to get a race when you go to the race. It's hard to get a race when you go to the race.
Because just what they said earlier, motherfuckers see something they don't like.
Once they see you make a shake down and you walk around and try to get races, these motherfuckers ain't going. Same way with that damn orange car up there in Michigan. He went up there to Florida, made all them damn shakedowns in front of them people. And, you know, don't know about, like, I'm a true believer. I'd rather just try to get me a lock in, and I ain't got to go look for no race.
Did he ever race anybody?
Who like 3 lines over Lil Will?
No, he ain't getting no race for nobody. He looking for a race right now. Hey, look, he looking for a race right now for June or some shit. He ain't going to get it.
Who like 3 lines over Lil Will?
You know why he ain't going to get it? Because he likes to talk too much.
I mean, even still, whether he talks too much or not, he ain't gonna get it up here. He's gonna have to go down south to get a race.
But you know what? Don't say you said one of the realest things, and people just looked over what you just said. But it is easier to get a race before you get to the race than it is to get one while at the race. People gonna look past what you just said, but that's real. And I think my next thing I think I'm gonna start doing is take, you know, people like to lock in, you know, lock in the way to Pape. Even if you don't lock in the way to Pape, lock in half of what the pot is. You know, lock it in like me and Pete going for 500.
Oh yeah, y'all better get like
cool.
me. Get like
you know,
me. I'm locking in 5,000 on 5,000 or 20.
Yeah,
I gotta raise 2,500 on 10,000. These motherfuckers paying off them goddamn 500. Too easy. 500 and 1,000.
Yeah, yeah,
they're paying
Yeah. And that's too long
they call that gay
If you ain't, hey, but Tate, if you ain't mad at your money, what you rather pay off, $1,000 or $5? Man, please, fuck out of here. I'm
going to get that. My thing is this, though. If you talked all that shit on this goddamn phone and you get there, ain't nothing wrong with your goddamn car, then why you paying a punk out? You know, so these motherfuckers paying a punk out, ain't nothing wrong with their car. I ain't locking no nigga in, and I don't think I can whoop him if he go to the track and look good. Oh, man, he look too good. I fucked up. I don't do that. Yeah, I'm locking your ass in, nigga. I'm racing you unless, goddamn it, my car is fucked up. Like, these motherfuckers, they'll race somebody else and pay you off because now you looked it better than you thought they thought you was going to look. None of these cars, you can go to a track that ain't no good, and you got to slow your car down and it look slow. Then you go to another track that's good, you speed your car up. That's common sense. So you should not be running your fucking mouth not knowing that a car can, the ET of a car will change based on what track he at, what climate he running in, what the temperature and the weather, these cars going to change. So you should shut the fuck up. Leave that man the fuck alone if you ain't got what you need and you running your motherfucking mouth. Don't fucking lock the man in.
Yeah. They weren't trying to race anyway. They just wanted some compensation.
There you go. So now a motherfucker going to have to pay. It's $2,500, $5,000. Motherfucker, you ain't waste my time no goddamn more. Wick been talking about me for the last 2 years because I ain't raised nobody. Because motherfucker said
pay
me the punk that money.
Hey, yeah. Y'all, I heard y'all going.
Keep getting that money, Tank. Keep receiving that money.
Earlier.
Fuck that bullshit.
Is there a time when you supposed to pay the punk out other than something wrong with your car? Is it smart to pay the punk out any other time?
I can't say that for nobody else. That's on you. That you got to figure out how much hard you got in your program and who you're dealing with.
I heard you say that one person was breaking the tires. They broke the tires 3-4 times in a row, and you still bet it. So let me ask you this: why don't people just come straight off the trailer then? If you gonna look at a car,
I don't know. I don't know. Some do, some don't. Some go to the track if they raise up in Chicago, right, Sham, and they went a personal best. Then they go to Florida and they car slow down and they got their ticket. They don't want to race no more. You can't race like that. Your car not gonna run the same from Chicago to Holly Springs to Steele, Alabama, Montgomery, Macon, Valdosta. Your car's not going to run the same ET, man. You're in different climates. You're in different air. And I think some of the racers that don't have the knowledge and understand that, that's what stopped them from racing. Fuck your ET. Your car slowed down because of the air, somebody else caught. Now, if somebody from Florida, they ET ain't going to slow down because they from there already. Your ET might slow down because you coming from a different climate. You should know that already.
Yep. I was just curious about the point that you said.
Knocking the tires off is a judgment call. That's why I said it depends on who knocking the tires off. Like Wick. Wick might go somewhere with Shorty. If he knocks the tires off 2-3 times, I'm going to still bet with Wick because I feel like Tuna and his car is capable of going down the track.
He's
going to
get it together.
He's trying something. Maybe they were trying to get out there a little early. You know what I'm saying? I feel like he's going to get it together. Mm-hmm. So it's based on how you like the gamble. If you don't want to fuck your money off and you already look scared, then you're going to say, shit, fuck that, I ain't going to roll with Because guess what? The same car can go make two good-ass shakedowns and you love it.
And then break the tie.
Right? You was only going to bet 100. And now you love the shakedown, you walk around bet 500 and you knock the tires off. So you still 50-50, bro.
Yeah. You still 50-50. Yeah, this is true.
Oh,
This is true. But Flop,
your mic is over.
Oh man, it just boils down to gambling, man. You can't. None of these races ain't 100%. I don't give a fuck how much shit I talk, how much shit Leroy talk, Ryan talk, Ken talk, Wick talk. These races still 50-50. Goddamn, you got to go to the track and race the goddamn track. It's like bowling. You know what I'm saying? If anybody got any knowledge about bowling, goddamn it. If these professionals that bowl for a fucking career, they can't go to every fucking house and bowl the 300 every fucking game. You know what stopped them from bowling 300 every game? The goddamn lane and the oil. The oil stopped them from bowling 300 every game. So when you go to a racetrack, the climate, the temperature, and the track prep don't stop you from running however fast you can run. But them bowling motherfuckers, they still bowl. They might bowl, they goddamn make adjustments. They make adjustments. They might bowl 280. They do. They might bowl 275. They might bowl 250. But they still rolling. Unbelievable. Well, it starts tomorrow, y'all. Mike Hill race. Brother Vaughn going in the battle. 2 more weeks. You guys,
we'll be looking,
Bobby
looking
Cole.
To come out of that victorious.
It's gonna be very interesting. It's gonna be very interesting, to say the least. Ooh-wee. Oh man. Y'all learned some people some stuff tonight. Y'all learned them. Ooh wee. All right, y'all. Y'all quiet. It's real quiet.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Damn, it's always gonna be quiet when it's go time. You ain't learned that by
it's
now.
Real
you
quiet.
It's
long,
yeah.
You have to kill go time tonight.
Okay.
It's been a good show tonight.
That's because it's go time. All the bullshit stops here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's why. It's go time.
Yeah. Hey, I remember this. I can't remember who he was racing, but I remember Lenny was up there with that Mazda. And, man, I promise to God, they shook the car down about 3-4 times. And every time, he could get down the track. Man, when the race came up there, I said, oh, my God. What'd he do? Straight down Broadway. I said, oh, my God. Unbelievable. I don't know who he was racing. I just remember that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, y'all show right. Y'all show right now. Ooh-wee. Yeah. All the motherfuckers that was on, when it was cold out, it was too fine and faking on them. You don't hear them no more. Oh, man.
A lot of them out the
man.
Way.
It's all over with. It's real quiet. Where's the chicken man at?
They on Facebook.
They
on Facebook.
What'd you say? Say they on Facebook. Oh, my God.
Yep, they on Facebook.
Hey, man. Facebook is just like this show. Sometimes. Pure entertainment.
That's
all, man. You from the goddamn it. You from the goddamn it, you understand me?
Man.
And then we.
Yeah,
this is true.
Yeah, man.
Get there early. That's all I can
say. I'll be down there.
Well,
I ain't got no car or nothing, but I'll be there.
It's that cool. Yeah.
Well,
all right,
come on down.
You come
you
on
gotta
down,
go on
there.
Down there. Look at something.
Yeah, come on down there. Come
on down
there.
Look at something.
My kitchen area. I'm going to have plenty of woo-woo juice over there.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Not the woo-woo juice.
Okay.
Yeah. Man, you ain't going to have
reserve. I'm
going to
reserve me a party station right now.
I'm going to reserve me a party
Hey, Ryan, do me a favor. Bring a couple pictures of Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Man, you ain't going to have no King Louie over there or nothing. You know, from, you know, the stuff I drink. You know what I'm talking about?
I'll bring it. I'll bring it.
You know?
Yeah, I'll bring it. I'll bring it.
Man.
Oh, man.
Ooh-wee.
Unbelievable.
All right, y'all. Come on with it. I want to thank y'all for coming on and shutting the show down. We had a real good dialogue. I appreciate y'all.
Oh my goodness.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. Y'all done? Everybody, all minds clear?
Oh, God damn it.
Let's see.
I don't know.
Okay. All right then. Well, let me see. Mr. Mouse.
Shannon.
Kid.
Shannon.
Vic.
Shannon.
Low right. Oh.
Shannon.
Chicken Man.
Yo,
yes,
Shannon.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Shannon. You forgot your disclaimer. Will you please give me your disclaimer?
Oh.
You used to always give it.
Oh,
would you please
if
give
you're
me
not
your
ready.
Disclaimer?
If you're not
Thank
ready,
you.
Get ready.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, man, if you're trying to
Come
play.
Come on, chicken.
You ain't ready?
Hell,
you better I'm get ready. That's all I can say.
Let me check. I'm checking my calendar, man. I'm going to make sure this shit. Okay.
Ooh,
oh, man, fucking, I ain't going on.
Shannon, you've been saying that ever since I've been listening to
I ain't going on. Fuck it. I'm going to stay out on the river. I ain't going on.
For the last 6-5 years, you always come. If you ain't ready,
you better get ready.
Hey, yeah, 41 open, they tell me. They say the track open.
Yeah, it's open.
Yeah,
Sunday.
I ain't going
that's
on.
The tune.
It's
Sunday.
Go on tomorrow.
It's
come
Sunday.
Out
that's
tomorrow.
The tune. Yes, it is. If you're trying, yeah, Tessin Soon will be this Sunday. This is true.
Yeah.
Ooh, wee.
Yeah. I'm coming on. Fuck that shit. I'm so stay on now. Shit. I leave Bobby right now.
You might as well.
Fuck it.
You might as well. Might as well.
That week, I have to come back home. Shit.
All right, y'all. Well,
yeah, fuck it.
Everybody done. Seem like it. All these mics is open. It's still loaded.
I just
want to
know.
Everybody done?
I just want to know one thing.
Madman, come on with it.
Yeah, I just want to know one thing. Who having a 420 party next Saturday? Who having a 420 party next Saturday?
Yeah.
What's a 420 party?
I'm going to have a motherfucker on the road.
So, Big Sham, did we ever figure out who's the? Did we ever figure out who's the disrespectful person? Who needs to be disciplined? Who is Mr. Disrespectful?
Nah, I didn't get no name. I didn't hear no. I'm just going with the flow.
My God,
I don't know. I'm going with the flow. I ain't heard nobody name. It said it. He said anybody.
That was brutal.
Anybody. As far as I know, that's all I
Andrew,
know. Bet anybody.
Confusing.
Fuck
off, what?
Ooh, wee. Unbelievable is all I can say. All right, all these. Let me see. Let me see who all on here still. Everybody on low rider.
Other question.
Brother Witt. Brother Slot. Uh oh. Wait a minute.
That's where I was at that day.
I'm rushing to go nowhere. You wasn't in no rush to get on.
Yeah, we out here, baby. We out here. Yeah. We out here.
Yeah, this motherfucker been jumping, yeah. Probably jumping since about 6 something this morning. Shit.
What?
Yeah, it's been on there.
Yeah, this
motherfucker.
Shit. What?
I've been jumping about 6 something this morning, man. Shit. Damn, I'm getting up. I'm putting it in the big hole about 6 this morning.
What?
Damn, shit. Phone call. Got the one call here, another call there. Got that. Make sure you know the 30 motherfuckers on the phone.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee. Man, oh, man. Oh, excuse me. They just keep locking in.
Well, Big Sam, I think it's, ain't nobody going to say nothing, but I think Sarson made it real clear. People better tread lightly and be careful what they say.
Well, can nobody said it but him.
I'm out here.
He said it for himself.
Chan, what you himself. Talk about the new car?
What, huh?
What you think about the new Sweetness 2.0?
I ain't seen it.
Gorgeous, baby.
Yeah. Hey, you know what?
I like that.
I got some more disturbing news, and it's that boy Tidy Bowl. Now I seen somebody just sent it to me, and he done put on there that, you know, under that post with Fade to Black and Dirty Diana, that whole farm crawled. But I mean, didn't he just have to have?
Wait a minute, Mister. Hold on, Mister. You can't even that. Boss will say anybody crawling. He don't have no. He that don't mean nothing. He just everybody crawling. Let him tell it. It don't matter.
But
so I don't take that with a grain of salt.
The help? Did he just have to have the help? He just got help from Dirty Diana. Won a race.
What I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. He just having conversation on. It's pure entertainment. That's all. He everybody crawling. Let him tell. So no,
awesome.
You gotta take that with a grain of salt.
Ain't no
meaning behind that. That's just, you know, conversation. That's it. That's all.
Wow.
I got to go back and read these comments because I ain't seen the comment.
I'm just giving it to you how they give it to me, Big Sharon. That's all.
Yeah. These comments, I didn't even go. I didn't even read no comment. I just saw the picture and kept scrolling. I ain't have my glasses, so I couldn't read it no way.
Hey, Sham. Now, I know that ain't Tim House, but I'm going to blame him anyway because I know who it is. But damn, Tim House, why don't you wake up, man, and go to bed? I know that ain't him snoring. I know who it is, but I like blaming Tim House. Oh, he's giving me hell.
Not Shepard. Where is Shepard at? Shepard texted me earlier.
Shepard probably ain't even on the show, but I'm going to blame him anyway.
He texted me earlier. He had to be on here. He so texted me. Unbelievable.
Anybody like Creed Love? See, that's who it was right there. That's who it was right there. You boys a little on the time.
Look at all that damn noise.
Damn,
you
think it's him. Yeah, it was real interesting. They asked, do you need to see the shakedown? Yeah, everybody need to see it.
So I got another question for you, Big Sam. I got another. Tidy Bowl got a new car. Do you think Tidy Bowl gonna win one race this year?
Absolutely. Yeah, Bob's gonna win. Sure he is. He gonna keep getting up there.
Hey Sham, do you be playing your comment safe? Do you be playing your comments safe so they won't draw on you, Sham?
No, he draws.
Man.
Them same people draw me all the time. I've been raising tidy bowls for 20-some years. So, yeah. Yeah, this is true.
Hey, Kimo.
I know Paul's going to go.
Big Sam, and out of 20 years of you racing Tidy Bowl, has he ever won?
Yeah, he won.
Hey, he beat Jeremiah's ass.
I'm going on none of that.
And now, I ain't finna get into that shit. I'm going
on mute.
I bet I
don't want that. That car ain't got no brakes or
anything. Ain't finna get into that shit.
Hey, Sulky, that car right there.
And he know Jerry,
brakes,
my guy.
No seat.
And he know Jerry, my guy.
My God.
Lord have mercy, man. Unbelievable is all I can say. Unbelievable.
Man, oh, man.
It's a tough crowd is all I can say. It's a tough crowd. Man, I'm trying to tell you.
Hey, you know Jerry one time, man.
It's going to be hell in a minute. That's all I can say. All this, it's going to be some slow singing and flower bringing. It's coming. It is so coming.
Some sad songs.
Oh, man.
Man, who was there with the asthma? Man, they've been asleep, man. I know two people. Hey, Kimo was one of them, but it's another one, too.
That man trying to kill himself.
They're all asleep, man. It's going to be all right.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, sweet, man. It'll be all right. Jeez.
Hey, y'all do it like y'all do me. That sounds like a fat motherfucker.
I ain't finna do the name calling and shit. Hey, Flop,
who's sleep on the phone, sir?
I don't know. Kimo was sleep. But this somebody else, too.
Anybody like three lugs on the little wheel? This motherfucker's counting holes for real. Man.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, brother, show recorded, man. Just go on to sleep. You can listen to it tomorrow.
All I know, whoever that is, sleep on the phone. They eat ham hocks and pig feet, all kind of shit. That's a big reason why
they
don't sleep on the phone right now.
They had a good
dinner. Hot.
Ooh, wait.
That boy tired.
Oh, shit.
It's going to be all right, man.
That boy tired.
That boy shitting through
the mouth. That
boy tired.
Yeah. Woo.
Man, y'all rough, man. That's all I can say.
He's going to blow a motherfucking head gasket, you know
what I mean?
Motherfucker over there.
Hey, Lee, that motherfucker
laying down on himself and everything.
You hear all that seepage around him still in him, blow that gasket.
Hey, it sounds like he cleared that motherfucker out. We are.
He dumping it down in there, huh?
Yeah, damn. He dumping it down in there. Leon be wanting that motherfucker like old boy out of Texas. Oh, God damn, Leon.
Oh, the fudge.
Yes, sir. Hey, boy, every time Leon bang
that boy,
motherfucker, I cringe. Ooh, we gonna kill it.
Man, that boy, let's see who line is on.
I want to see who line is on.
Let me see.
Hey, man. He coming up on, he getting a little gas so he don't blow it up. He getting a little gas and he hitting that motherfucker. Getting my eyes up.
Somebody, who is it? 4387, who is that?
I don't know who that is.
Okay, I had to, wait, let me see, let me find it. Hold on. Let's see exactly who it is.
What's the last four?
Oh yeah. It's on
who was
on low ride.
No more.
It's on low ride.
It's on
line.
Who line?
Oh.
Low yeah. Ride. Yep.
Please don't let that be my daddy. Please don't.
Hey, Mister, kind of sound like a Buick, man. Kind of sound like a Buick.
Oh man.
Lord,
but really.
That damn mister say, please
we,
don't let that be.
I didn't know if you could take a nitrous hit like that.
Oh,
that
man.
Damn mister crazy. Mister
oh,
say, please, Lord,
hello,
please
hello.
Don't let that be my daddy.
Yeah,
hey, mister, I don't know.
Hey,
he
man,
said
that.
I'ma just deny it. I'ma deny it for him, Vic. It ain't my daddy, Vic. I'ma just.
Oh man, since they had long.
He still ain't. Hey, he still ain't said that. It might be him,
that
man.
That was somebody on his line,
yeah.
Vic. That wasn't my daddy, Vic. That was.
Okay.
Hey, Milton.
Hey,
Milton.
Yes, sir.
Hold on. What that is? They back.
Go call his neighbor, Milster, and tell him to go knock on the door and wake D up.
Good God Almighty.
Hey.
Flop, that ain't my daddy. Flop, I can't let you do it, Flop.
Oh, man.
Hey, Milster, hey, all you got to do
yes,
is pick your cousin and say, prove it. It was more than one person on this line.
You heard what I just told Vic. That was somebody on my daddy's line. That, you know. That was my daddy. I told y'all that was my dad. I told y'all.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. All right, y'all. Is it over with? Let's see.
Sam, don't be rushing us off of here. You be late to get on.
Okay.
Thank
yeah, you're right.
Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Man, y'all can take over if y'all want to. Y'all take right on over.
Sam, what the heck? Sam, do what we want,
huh?
You out of here.
Do
what we want,
man,
you out of
do
here.
Do whatever y'all want. I'll let y'all, man, y'all can do whatever y'all want. And a flop. And it's still loaded on here. It's still loaded. Right now. This is true. You know, normally it'll dwindle down.
I know who's going to be unloaded. Mister, I'm going to lay my ass down.
Man. I swear. Well, all right, y'all. Well, I appreciate y'all as always. Same bat time, same bat channel. Brother Vaughn, be careful on that road if you out there. You probably already there, but y'all be careful and go on down there and take care of the business tomorrow.
Yeah.